Hey there, dreamers and doers. It's your girl Jessica Lane, back again with another episode of The Rested Mind. Ever feel like you're constantly battling that pesky little voice whispering, just 5 more minutes on social media? Or, maybe I can tackle that project tomorrow? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Today, we're tackling procrastination head on and becoming those unstoppable productivity machines we know we are. Listen up because today's episode is all about the Pomodoro Technique, a simple yet powerful method to break through those procrastination walls and get things done. Think of it like this. Your brain craves bursts of focused energy, followed by mini breaks to recharge. The Pomodoro Technique taps into that natural rhythm, giving you structured work sessions with built-in rewards for staying on track. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another productivity hack? Really? Trust me. This one's different. It's not about cramming your schedule or forcing yourself to work nonstop. It's about working smarter, not harder. Here are 5 key takeaways that will totally transform your approach to getting things done. 1. Time blocking is your BFF. The Pomodoro Technique is all about time blocking. You divide your day into 25-minute chunks, your Pomodoros, and dedicate each one to a specific task. No multitasking allowed. It's amazing how focusing on one thing at a time can skyrocket your productivity. Think of it like training your brain to be laser-focused, just like those Olympic athletes who train for hours on end. 2. The power of the 5-minute break. You know that feeling when you're staring at a screen for ages and your brain starts to feel fried? Yeah, me too. That's why after every Pomodoro, you take a glorious 5-minute break. Step away from the screen, stretch, grab a drink. Maybe even do a quick dance. Anything to clear your head and come back refreshed. Think of it as mini vacations for your brain. 3. The long break magic. After 4 Pomodoros, you get a longer break, about 20 to 30 minutes. This is your chance to really recharge. Go for a walk, listen to some music, or maybe even tackle that quick errand you've been putting off. Remember, rest and rejuvenation are crucial for maintaining peak productivity throughout the day. 4. Say goodbye to perfectionism. Perfectionism can be a major procrastination trigger. You know what I mean? We get so caught up in wanting everything to be perfect that we end up doing nothing at all. The Pomodoro Technique helps you break down tasks into manageable chunks, making them less daunting and allowing you to focus on progress, not perfection. 5. It's about consistency. The key to mastering the Pomodoro Technique is consistency. Start small. Maybe just try it for an hour or two each day, and gradually increase your work sessions as you get comfortable. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your productivity empire. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, and that pile of laundry is staring at you like it owns the place. You know you should fold it, but the thought feels overwhelming. Instead of letting procrastination win, you decide to try the Pomodoro Technique. You set a timer for 25 minutes and focus solely on folding those clothes. You're amazed by how much you accomplish in that short time. You've folded half the pile. You take a quick break, maybe do a few jumping jacks, then tackle another 25-minute session. By the end of the day, your laundry is conquered, and you feel a sense of accomplishment. That's the power of the Pomodoro Technique. It breaks down those seemingly insurmountable tasks into bite-sized pieces, making them less intimidating and more achievable. Remember, productivity isn't about being a superhuman. It's about working smarter, taking strategic breaks, and celebrating your wins, big or small. So, are you ready to ditch the procrastination monster and become the unstoppable force you were meant to be? I know you are. Share your Pomodoro experiences with me on social media. Let's chat about how this technique is helping you conquer your day. And don't forget to subscribe to The Rested Mind for more tips, tricks, and inspiration on living a life of balance, energy, and focus. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.